Yeah. It's Mr. Encore. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, log on. Peace.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome once again. 8 p.m. East Coast time, and you know what time it is. It's the FSP Crew Show. I am your host, JT, a.k.a. the Master, and I'm also joined by my co-host, Jeff the Joker, and we have some special guests on the line. Their name is Garnett, D, and Craig. The team Beachbody, we'll be talking to them shortly, but before we do that, the number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is the place to be if you want to talk to all of us, ask questions about Team Beachbody that we're going to be talking about. We also have a chat room if you want to ask a question, make a statement, or comment in the chat room. You can also do that. We do that for your convenience, so if you'd like to do it that way, we can do that. But without further ado, I'm going to go down the line here. I'm going to put ladies first. I have Garnett, D, and Craig, Team Beachbody. Say hello to the folks, people.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, how is everyone?
All right. Team Beachbody. Now, we were talking off air, but we're talking on now. Now we're talking on air. I'm going to go straight down the line again and tell us about yourself. Tell us how you got involved. Tell us what you're doing in Team Beachbody. Anything else that you want to fill in before we start talking and having a conversation? Talk to D first, then Garnett, and then Craig.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, JT, for having us on the call, and Jeff the Joker. I hope we're not the brunt of those jokes tonight. But
Nope, there'll be none of that.
Okay, good. The three of us are all independent Team Beachbody coaches. And, you know, like probably many of your listeners, we saw an infomercial on television and thought, that probably doesn't work. But then, you know, we ordered it. And, you know, long story short, you know, we got great results from the program. And, you know, people started asking us how we got our results. And here we are. We're here helping others, you know, get those sort of before and after testimonies that they see on the infomercials. Myself, personally, I've lost about 60 pounds. I've done various programs. I've been featured on an infomercial for one of my testimonials. I was recently on QVC. So, you know, we're here to answer questions, but really more importantly, you know, allow people to see that we are real people with real results and are here to help.
How about you, Garnett?
I saw infomercials and everything, and, you know, you see the infomercials, and you're like, man, they photoshopped those people. That's not real. You know, that can't be real. And so I actually decided to order P90X. It scared the bejesus out of me, but, you know, I made it through probably like the first month, but because I didn't have that support group, I didn't use my support group that actually came with my product, I didn't actually complete it. And then I got a call from Dia because she's pretty much family. And she said that she had completed P90X, she had done Insanity, and, you know, that she thinks that I would be a good candidate for a program. I said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And she said, well, you know, you can get a discount if you become a coach. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm all for the discount. I'll become a coach just to get the discount and get the program faster.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, not expecting to make this a business just to get the discount. And after I completed the program that really did it for me was a 21-day fix program. It's only 21 days. And the results from that 21-day fix are awesome. So after that, I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. You know what? I need to go ahead and share this with other people. And I was getting questions. Hey, what are you doing? You're looking great. I see you posting and all that kind of stuff. And so I decided to take my business to the next level and step from being a discount coach to actually being an active coach in the program. And I've been helping a lot of people. It's my calling now. This is what I want to do. So I love it.
Okay. Craig, my man.
All right. Well, I'm a health and phys ed teacher and a football coach. So being physically fit has always been a part of my life. I've always gone to the chain gyms, the LA Fit and this Gold's Gym, and never really got the cut-up look that I was looking for. And one night I saw the infomercial for P90X. I ordered it, got it home. I did about the first month. And I really realized that I really wasn't working out. I thought I was working out at the gym, but I wasn't going hard. I wasn't stretching. I wasn't doing all of the things necessary to make that significant change in my body. But needless to say, I did it for about a month. I got sore, and I quit. I did it about another 2 months. Quit again. I'm friends with Dia's sister. And we were at a party for Dia's sister, and I noticed that she had some P90X paraphernalia on. I asked her, had she done it? And I'm thinking, yeah. I think she was going to say, yeah, but it was too hard. I had to quit. But confidently, she said, yeah, I did it. And she flexed her muscle on me. When I saw how big her muscles were, I'm like, oh, man, I got to do this now. Dia can do it. I can do it. And we exchanged information. And we've been doing P90X products ever since. It's been over 3 years now, almost 2.5, 3 years now. I love the results that I'm getting. I've lost about 10 pounds of fat, gained about 12 pounds of muscle. My body fat went down from 18% to about 12.5%. And, you know, I'm 43 years old, so I got some abs showing, so I'm pretty happy about that. So that's my decision here to go with P90X and be a part of this team. It's a great, great program, great people, great product.
All right. Jeff, before I want to get you to jump in here, we got Jeff the Joker here. You got a question you want to ask him before I continue?
I'm just listening, trying to learn. I want to know a little bit more about the system because there's so many different things. And just coincidentally, I've seen a couple TV shows about fitness. I saw Gym Rescue on Spike TV. You know, they got Bar Rescue and all these other rescues. Now they got Gym Rescue. And you know, needless to say, the place they rescued looked pretty pathetic ahead of time. And not a knock, but like everything, it's a business, you know. I mean, you know, schools are a business. Church are a business. I mean, you know, everything's a business. And, you know, some are better than others. And then I saw something about CrossFit. And coincidentally, there's a new CrossFit place near me. And that doesn't look very safe. But I'd like to hear more about, you know, your program.
Well, we have
let me
a
ask
lot
you
of them. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say we have a lot of different programs based on what you are looking to do in your life, based on how much time you have in your day. But every one of our programs are done right in your home, so you don't have to go out to someone's gym to go and do these programs. You can actually do them right in your own home. As long as you can step right and left one step and up and back one step, there's enough space for you to do our workouts in your home.
All right. The program, is it just P90X, or do you deal with other type of programs, or is it just P90X?
Oh, no. We have numerous programs. P90X has its own series, P90X, P90X2, P90X3. And the new product that's coming out next month, P90, which is for the super beginners who don't want to do the extreme programs. But you also have Insanity. You have T25, which is a 25-minute no-rest workout by the creators of Insanity. You have Les Mills Kickboxing, MMA programs. I mean, there's so many different types of programs for all different types of fitness levels. If you want to get in shape, no matter your fitness level, we have a program for you.
All right. I got a caller from the 516. I'm going to bring them in here and find out what they their question or what they have to say. Call from the 516 area code. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. You have a question for Team Beachbody? Call from the 516. Are you there? Maybe they're shy. Maybe they don't want to ask a question. They just want to listen. That's fine. How do you... how do you get involved? And let me ask you this. This is what I had asked because I think it's common for all three of you. All three of you sounded like you tried it and quit it, and Craig tried it a couple times and quit it. How do you get motivation once you quit it to get back into this? What do you do as you three coaches to keep your students or whatever you want to call them motivated, not to quit, just like you three did at one point. Not to down you. I'm just saying that's probably typical of a lot of people that start and then quit it because of one reason or another.
This is Dia. First, I just want to say I actually didn't try it and quit. I've done multiple programs, so I've pretty much completed every program that I've done.
Okay.
But
sorry about that.
Really no, that's all right. But I think what you're getting at is really how, you know, where do we come in and how
right.
do we help people? And that's exactly the point. You're exactly right. A lot of people buy the program on an infomercial or buy it, you know, through Beachbody's website. But what they don't have are people like us, coaches, who have been there and who have done it before. So we know exactly what they have to expect, what they can expect, what the, you know, the meal plan should look like. So we are that connection. We are that person that's there to help guide them along the way because, you know, I'm sure there are quite a few programs that are collecting dust because those people may not have reached out to their coaches or have sought out a coach, if they didn't actually have one, for that assistance. And so that's our job, to help keep people accountable, and that's what we do on our groups on Facebook. And, you know, if you happen to live locally with one, you know, there are other options. But you hit the nail right on the head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Had I actually reached out to my coach when I started P90X, I would have finished P90X because I would have had that person there telling me, you know, you can keep doing it, keep going, just modify if you need to, you know, check in with me and tell me, you know, whether you did the program or not today. How is your eating going? That's what we do for people. But if I didn't reach out to my coach, or I didn't even know I had one, you know. So it's best to order our products through an actual coach because then you get that accountability partner. So.
Yeah, we all have our distinct role within the challenge group. Some people are enforcers or motivators, which I see myself as a motivator. I'm going to get on you if I don't think you're working hard enough. I'm going to get on you if you're not consistent in posting. Dia may be the fitness, not the fitness person, but the nutrition person, making sure everyone's eating right. You know, Garnett's the motivational person that's just going to keep you feeling good about yourself. So everybody has a role within the challenge group, and that's what makes it so fun, is that you're always getting support from different angles. And as you post, we get a feeling of what you need to help you, you know, complete the program.
And the correspondence you have with your students or your the people that you coach. Is it through social media, or is it actually phone calls, or how does that work?
I think it all depends on the needs of the actual customer, of the challenger.
Mm-hmm.
Our accountability groups are on Facebook. They're private
right.
Facebook groups, so only the people who are in that group can actually see what's going on. But if you have that challenger who, you know isn't posting and you don't know what's going on with them, we reach out to them personally and like, hey, I noticed that you're not on here. What's going on? Do you need, is there something you need to talk about? You know, is there something that I can help you with? So it just depends on the challenger. Like the main way that we keep in contact with everyone and get everyone motivated is through our private challenge groups. But, if we have to go that extra mile to help somebody, give somebody, an extra little nudge, then we'll do that.
Right.
Okay.
Whether it's a phone call or a text or, or a visit, So it just depends.
Okay. I lost my train of thought for a minute. Give me a minute here. Okay. I'm 60 years old. I want to lose weight, and I'm really 60 years old, and I really do want to lose weight. So tell me what I have to do. I want to lose about at least 20 pounds, at least.
Take me through
I have to do. Excuse me?
Well, it all depends on your fitness level. Have you worked out? Have you been working out? When's the last time you worked out?
You talking about lifting a glass of water and drinking it? That's about it.
Is that Jeff the Joker or is this JP?
No, that was Jerry. That's Jerry. I'm dead serious in that.
Okay. All right. It's funny you mention it, Jerry. My mom, and I know she won't be upset of me calling her age out. She's over 60, right? And she's done quite a few of our programs. And she also drinks one of our meal replacement shakes, our health shake, right, our premium health shake, every day. And she's done that for 4 years. So like Craig said earlier, there is a program for you. It's just going to depend. I mean, we could sit here and talk, but it'll probably extend the time of the radio show. But, if you're serious about it, we definitely have something for you. I mean, that's really the bottom line. It's just about what we do is we speak to our potential clients, and we really get to the heart of what it is that you need and what you are able to do, and we help you find a solution that fits that.
Okay, so
we have programs that range from 10-minute programs to 25 minutes to 30 to your standard, 50-minute to 60-minute workout. So it all depends on your time that you have available, your fitness level, and how committed you want to be to losing weight.
Right, it could just be nutrition for you too. It may not necessarily have to involve a workout program. So but that's part of it. And we have other programs like a Tai Chang, for example, that is based in movement for people who perhaps need to move a little more and have had injury or have mobility issues. So, and like Craig said, we have 10-minute programs. We have yoga, Pilates-type programs. So there's definitely something for everyone.
So my question, again, is how do you, without actually physically seeing the person, you talk to the person on the phone quite naturally, but actually physically seeing the person, can you cater a fitness program for that person without physically seeing them?
We ask questions. Yeah, we ask questions when, say a potential customer comes up to us and they're like, I want to lose weight, I've been this way for a long time, I don't like running, I don't eat that well. I would like to, my nutrition to get a little better and all that kind of stuff. So we get to the heart of what they actually need and what they want, and then we find a program that meets their needs that will get them what they want. And when they're part of our challenge groups, one of the processes in the challenge group is that you need to post. So you have to post like a picture. Hey, I just finished my workout. Or post what you're eating. Hey, this is what I had to eat today. And that way, it's an accountability factor because we have to do the same thing. So it's not like the challengers are the only one that's posting. We as coaches have to post as well because we need to lead by example. So if you were to call me and you said, hey, I want to lose 20 pounds, I'm 60 years old, I don't really move that much, I would be like, well, what are, you know, you told me your goals and everything, well, what do you like to do? What if you had to do some type of physical activity, what do you like to do? So, because I have so many things that you can do. I have dance programs. I have Pilates and yoga. I have kickboxing and MMA type stuff. I have something that will get you out the door after 25 minutes. So we find something for you. And all of our programs have modifiers. So you have people that are doing, you know, the intense part, and then there's a modified version that someone is showing you that you can do until you can get yourself into that fit level where you can do the intense part.
Right.
So it's something for everyone.
Right. Certainly our newer programs have that modification option. But, you know, just to be clear, you know, Beachbody has done the homework for us in terms of putting together programs for different markets and different, you know, different fitness levels. So we really present you with the information, answer your questions. We'll show you, you know, different workout programs and, you know, allow you to educate yourself on the different types of programs that we have and which one you believe would be best for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Besides the actually physical programs of exercise. I imagine you guys also have a nutrition side of this. And do you have a set nutrition plan, or is it? And this is probably a stupid question. Is it catered to say to myself or somebody that's 20 years younger than I am? I'm 60. Say to a 40-year-old, is the nutrition program catered to a 40-year-old versus a 60-year-old, or it's just catered, or it's just fit? Tell me about how your fitness program would fit into the physical portion of a program.
There's two parts to that. Every
right.
program that you purchase through Team Beachbody comes with a meal plan. And a menu
right.
for you to
right.
follow.
Okay.
Along with that, it is suggested that you drink Shakeology, our meal replacement. And I'm going to let Dia, you know, really tell you about Shakeology because she's amazing with that stuff and how she's able to present it.
It's not, you know, it's really not me. It's actually the product that's amazing. I'm just able to share, you know, what it's done for me and you know, countless other people. You know, certainly, you know, I have, you know, some of us have certain issues in certain departments, and I'll kind of leave it at that. But the shake just does a lot. There are over 70 ingredients, and I'm not the scientist. I'm not the one that created it. But it for me, fills a nutritional gap that I don't get elsewhere, you know. And I think that's true for most people because, you know, to keep it real, most people don't eat the way they're supposed to eat. So
right.
if I can have this shake and it has those 70, you know, ingredients with superfoods and all these, you know, things I can't pronounce, but thank God they're in there, you know, if that's going to give me, fill those holes for me, then I'm going to drink it. And I've been drinking it every day since it came out. It's changed my health. It's changed the health of my husband and, like I said, countless other people. So. And it's, you know, it's not a miracle cure-all. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you personally what it's done for me.
I'm looking at the site. I'm looking at you on this site. It says to replace one meal a day, you can lose 10 pounds. Is that, I shouldn't say it. Is it accurate, but I guess it's accurate. I'm also seeing some of I wouldn't say ingredients, but I guess what it can do to you, to improve your physical health. I got a caller here that's been holding on for a while. Let me jump on here and see what this caller has to say. Caller from the 646, welcome to the FSP Crew Show and also Team Beach Body. What's your question? Caller from the 646, are you there? Or are you just listening just like the other caller?
I hope we're not scaring people away.
Right.
Caller from the 646, going once, going twice. You can still hang on. I'll just let you listen. I guess you're shy. I got the callers, but apparently they don't want to jump
they don't
up
wanna
here.
Ask questions.
Yeah, exactly. Jeff, what do you got?
Yeah. No, I'm interested because I think they pretty much answered my question because, you know, people are very different, their ages, their fitness level, their goals, et cetera, but this sounds flexible to deal with that because, you know, one plan isn't going to work for all people, so I'm all ears.
Yeah. Actually, right, my mom just started a program. My mom just turned 60 this year. And she has about 30 pounds that she wants to lose. She's actually seen me go through my transformation, and, you know, mm-hmm. she said, you know what, I think it's time for me to go ahead and do it. So she actually started with the shakes, and she's lost about 15 pounds so far.
Oh.
She started with the shakes, like, maybe 2.5 months ago. And so she said, now that I'm down some weight, I want to actually do a program. So she purchased the Pilates/yoga program that we have called PIO.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually started PIO, and she said, I feel great. I like it. I really do. Because, and she's had double knee surgery, so she's had double knee replacements.
Okay.
And she's able to do the PIO because it has a modification on it, so she doesn't have to get really, really deep into the stretches just yet, but she can still get a good workout with it. And she's very happy with it. So it, you can do it at any age. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So will you call me old at 60?
No, not at all. I'm about to be 40,
okay,
so I'm putting
kidding.
My business out there. I'm about to be 40, so,
okay.
You know, it's for any age. And I actually look better now than I did when I was younger.
Well, that's my whole goal, to look better
mm-hmm.
than I did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. The fountain of youth, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what Tony Gordon says in his workout? Exercise
yeah.
is the fountain of youth.
Yeah, that certainly
yep.
is. Yeah. And, the, you know, Shakeology is only available through independent Team Beachbody coaches like us.
Okay. So I'm looking at
yeah.
Team Beachbody, and I'm looking at D. Myers. Now, Star Diamond Coach, I see that on is there are different levels of coaches, and what is a Star Diamond Coach?
Well, you know, it's one of the leadership ranks at the in the company, but
right.
ultimately that means that I am helping lead other people to, you know, to succeed in their businesses. So, you know, customers can become coaches, and it's my job to help those coaches succeed at their business, right? So the three of us are coaches, and we all happen to be on the same team. You know, Team Beachbody promotes coaches as they're able to help other coaches see success. So the business
right.
is really truly about helping others.
All right. Besides you guys doing being a part of Team Beachbody, Craig said he's a high school football coach. Do you guys have other professions other than being a part of Team Beachbody, or is this it?
For me, I am actually a certified public accountant. So I sit a
okay.
lot. So I decided I needed to do something that wasn't sitting.
Sorry, this is Dia. I am now a full-time Beachbody coach. I practiced law for 10 years prior to this.
Wait a minute. You practice law and wait a minute. Whoa. You practice law for 10 years and you left your practice to be a full-time team body coach?
Team Beachbody coach, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how awesome she is.
That's a big move. Wow. I'm almost speechless, and that doesn't happen too often.
I'm hoping to be where she is in a couple of years. I want to leave my CPA job and just be a full-time Beachbody coach. So,
wow,
I love it. It's, it's my calling. It's my purpose. You know, God is leading me to lead others to their health and fitness, and to, you know, to earn a living helping others. Right? I mean, that's why I became an attorney, to help people. So I've just found another avenue.
Okay. Now, is there a place that you guys, I guess every now and then you get together, or do you at all ever meet as a group? The people you coach?
We have, yes, we do. You know, sometimes even recently as a team, we did a Rugged Maniac event together.
So that
was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, in New Jersey we met. We're planning to probably take a trip to Maryland and do a team event with, you know, with our coaches and some of our challengers, because we do think it's nice to sort of have that face time. And you know, it's amazing when you get to meet someone in person whose life you've changed, you know, and hadn't met prior to that point. So the answer is yes. They are, you know, it's periodic, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. I'm 60 years old, like you all know. I want to lose weight, like you all know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get involved in the program. How do I go about doing that?
So we each have different ways to contact us, right? You can contact us. So I have, you know, Instagram, a Twitter, a Facebook, and so does Garnett, and Craig has ways to contact him. You know, you want to work with a coach, you contact your coach, and they, you know, like we said, give you the instructions and the information you need to order from us. We become your accountability coach, and we walk you through what it is you need to do. So are you looking for us to give you our information right now or to give it to your viewers?
Well, I see your number on the Beachbody page, but I imagine, Dee, that you also have some other ways of being contacted. So if you would like to do that, you can go ahead and do that, and I'll go right down the line with each one of you.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, sure. So you can contact me if you're on Facebook. My name is Dea, D-E-A, Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. On Instagram, I'm Coach Dea, Coach D-E-A, and also known as Fit Counselor, right, the Fit Lawyer, Fit Counselor. So any of those ways or ways where you can contact me, certainly. And please, if you do find us, please mention that, you know, you heard us on the FSP Crew show.
Mm-hmm. That's right. also, okay, how about you, Garnett?
On Facebook, you can reach me. My name is Garnett Taylor McNeil. I just did that because a lot of people knew me by my maiden name, which was Garnett Taylor. So you can just read that. I doubt that there are many Garnetts on Facebook. It's a very weird name. But you can find me on there under Garnett Taylor McNeil, or on Instagram. I'm looking at Instagram right now because I can't remember what my name is. Okay. On Instagram, you can find me at Coach Gnett, G-N-E-T-T. And I'm actually on Twitter under that same name, too, Coach Gnett.
Okay. All right, my fellow Jersey guy, talk to me.
Well, I'm only on Facebook, and my Facebook name is Craig Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E, Lowry, L-O-W-E-R-Y. I had to put my middle name on there because I have a son, and we share the same name. That's pretty much how I get all of my contacts, through Facebook. I'm going to say probably about 85% of my business is through Facebook. So I'm always on there. So any kind of inbox or friend request, I respond right away.
Okay.
Facebook is the best, honestly.
Facebook is the best. Is that how you guys pretty much correspond with your students? And probably each other, besides calling each other personally on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, what do you got, man?
I got a question. What do you call the people you coach?
Our challengers.
Clients.
challenges,
clients or challenges,
customers.
Yeah.
Okay. You got anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, I might be calling you guys in a couple of weeks.
Come and join us.
Draft.
We will have a lot of
yes.
fun.
Yes.
We actually have a new challenge group. We have a new challenge group starting Monday, the 18th of August, and then our next challenge group after that will be, is it the 15th, Tia?
Yep, September 15th.
September 15th. So we're constantly, every month we start a new challenge group, you know, to get everybody in who, you know, missed the deadline. And we're a lot of fun. People will tell you that, you know, even though we're, you know, working our butts off or whatever, we have fun. You know, we have, like, contests and stuff in our challenge group. And we just try to keep it fun because, you know, working out, it doesn't start off being fun, but once you get that adrenaline and you get into a routine, it becomes something that's part of your life. So we try to make that transition as painless as possible.
You know, one of the amazing things about our challenge group is that you meet people from all walks of life, all professions, you know, doctors, lawyers, teachers, CPAs, you name
student.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Students, athletes. I mean, every profession you could think of, you know, we probably pretty much have it covered. I mean,
yeah.
all over the country.
Well, let me ask you something real quick. Do you have any professional athletes that you've been involved with that go through this program? Have you had?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
What I do is. I use one of our programs, T25. I use it with my high school football team for conditioning.
Right.
You know, instead of just running your usual wind sprints or gases across the field, I'll pop in a 25-minute T25 cardio tape or an ab routine tape. So instead of them, you know, running for, you know, 25 minutes, they're getting in a quality cardio program along with some kind of total body workout, and it seems to build team bonding when you do it with a whole bunch of guys like that. They get into it, they're laughing, they're joking, and they're getting, you know, a quality conditioning program, and they don't even know it. So it's really fun, and I've been doing it the last 2 years now, and my high school produces Division I athletes for football every year, so they enjoy it, they get in shape, and it's a good team bonding experience.
Yeah, I mean, and just so I want to make sure that I understood the question. So personally, right, I have not personally coached, you know, any pro athletes. But, you know, they have certainly done the programs. And, in fact, the United States Olympic men's water polo team, you know, did programs. I mean, if a quick search of Google, a lot of athletes are using our programs, but, you know, and they're not paid to do anything, you know, to say that they are necessarily, but they do because they work. So... so, yeah, I think a quick Google search will show. But whether they're in our challenge group, not that I have personally, but they certainly use our program. Then they talk about it on different media channels and, you know, Letterman or whatever, you know, the late night shows are. We constantly are hearing press about who did what. So, you know, it's just awesome. They, you know, it's sort of that brand recognition that we have as coaches, that people know that their programs work and the systems work, and they want to do it. So I think they may have done P90X too, to be honest, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. Well, with every program and that you have here, there's a cost. And I would be remiss without bringing that up and asking you what's the cost of what's the average cost of getting into this program, the Shakeology and the P90X or whatever?
Well, I mean,
anybody?
Average. I don't really know. It's the programs range anywhere from $60 to $300. I mean, it just depends on what it is you need or what you want.
that, you know, sometimes we even have sales for $20 for a program. So, yeah, it just depends. You know, like you said, a quick perusal of our website will show you that the prices really do range, you know, because the program range. So there, it's, you know, the value will change based on, you know, the type of program, the length of the program, et cetera, and what's included with the program. But we coaches are free, right? But we become your coaches when you purchase from us.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I hope that
you become our coaches.
So our services come with the purchase of we're paid by Beachbody. We're not paid we're paid by Team Beachbody. We're not paid by our challengers or our clients.
Okay. I'm perusing the different packages you have here, P90X2, Less Miles Pump DVD, Insanity, the Asylum Base Kit. What is that?
Asylum? You going
there?
It's
air, crazy.
Huh? that program was created by the creator of Insanity. So as the name implies, it's for some people, it's the next step, right? After they've gone crazy, they enter the asylum. So it's, you know, it's kind of a sports conditioning program. So yeah, just to give it a broad generic description.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, you have anything else that you want to ask Team Beachbody?
I can't think of anything. Just want to say before you go, thanks for joining us, and I'm all ears. It sounds good.
Well, make
thank
sure
you for
reach
having
out
us.
To one of
thank
us.
Thank you.
Yeah,
certainly.
Well,
reach out to
I'm looking at your phone numbers. I may either call or Craig, or I'm probably
yes,
going
sir.
To get in touch with him because Craig, I'm gonna tell you right now. I need a football coach mentality to get me going.
Oh,
love it.
You got the right person.
Love it.
Got the right person.
I'm being straight up with you. I need a football coach
all right, Jerry.
Mentality to get me going.
Hey, let me just say this. Sometimes I gotta be pulled to the side and be told that I'm a little too rough on some of our challengers. I have to ease off sometimes. Because I truly believe if you're not sweating, you're not working hard enough. And
well,
sometimes
women
want to say they can't sweat. If you're working hard enough, you are going to sweat. And one of my favorite sayings is sweat is validation.
Yep,
so
if
you're willing to sweat, I'm going to push you. I'm going to make you sweat because you will see results.
And he will push you. I'm going to let you know that now. He will push you.
Yeah, well, he told me he's a football coach, and I used to play sports when I was in high school, and so I can tell just by the tone of a voice how a coach is, and I know he's a no-nonsense coach. I can tell you that right now.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I'm the one that's in the middle. I'm the one that's in
Excuse
the middle,
me?
And Dee is a no-nonsense coach, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You know, but hey, I showed Craig my guns when I first met him.
Yeah, you sure did.
Flex that muscle. Was proud of it too.
That's
sure
right.
Was.
We have Flex Friday every day in our groups. I mean, every Friday in our challenge groups, we have Flex Friday, so we have everybody, you know, flex their guns or flex, you know, what they want to show that day. So we have a lot
boy.
Of fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Not anything they want to show, you know.
Well,
you
know.
I understand
what
I mean. I understand that. I understand what you're saying. All right, I'm going to go around the horn here. I'm going to go with Garnett and then mm-hmm. Dee and then Craig. With any last things that you want to say, and take all the time you need, I want to make sure you get everything out that you want to say before we say goodbye to y'all. Garnett first.
Okay. Well, I just would like to say that this just being part of this team, and it doesn't necessarily have to be this team that, you know, you join, but just being part of this team, our team together, has really changed my life. I've always been into wanting to feel better. You know, I have a lot of history of, you know, heart disease and diabetes and all of that kind of stuff in my family, and I knew that I did not want to be one of those people that had to be on medications for the rest of my life. I even had my own bout of high blood pressure. And so just being part of a team that's holding me accountable and making me better, and just being there when I need it, like on those days where I'm down and I don't feel like doing it, has really done wonders for me. I am in better shape now than I was when I first went to United States Coast Guard boot camp back in 1996. And I actually ran my first 5K last Saturday, ran the entire 5K, just because I'm in better shape now than I was back when I was in boot camp. So if that's something that you're looking for somebody to be there for you, to hold you accountable, to just change your life, honestly, just change your life, then reach out to us. You can reach me at Coach Jeanette on Instagram and Twitter, or you can find me on Facebook at Garnett Taylor McNeil. So I hope that we were able to reach out and touch someone today, you know, with our words and our testimonies.
Okay. Thank you. How about you, Dee?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of hard to follow that. I mean, I echo that statement tremendously. It's changed my life. I mean, I think that's clear from me leaving what I just left and taking, you know, taking this step and becoming a full-time Beach Body coach. I love what we do. I love that just by being able to touch one person, that we can touch so many others with health and fitness and really change lives. And it's not just physical. I mean, you know, people look at me today and they say, wow, you look great. You know, you've lost 60 pounds. You know, you're cut. You've got abs. I've got two children and never thought I would see abs again. But the reality is it's so much more than that. Like Garnett said, we really are like, you know, an extended family, and we're here to support each other and to support our clients, because, you know, for most people, for some people, you know, losing weight is more than, it's also mental and, you know, psychological, and we really work with you to find out what that is and to sort of push through those barriers. And, you know, it's not a cliche. We did the Rugged Maniac together because, you know, a lot of it has to do with what goes on in the mind. And when you're able to overcome things that you never thought you could overcome, you know, it changes your whole world. So, again, please reach out to us. Yes, we're here to change your life through fitness and health and nutrition, but more than that, we're just here to change your life. And you can reach me at CoachDia.com. That's the website, www.CoachDia.com. Or on Facebook, again, Dia Myers. That's M-Y-E-R-S, M-Y-E-R-S. Or Instagram, Coach Dia. So thank you guys for having us on. I really appreciate it.
Craig, my man.
All right. Let me just say that doing P90X and incorporating Shakeology in my life, drinking it daily, every day, is probably one of the best investments I could have made for me, my life, my family, knowing that I'm getting, you know, those proper nutrients in my body every day, knowing that I'm working out and getting a quality workout in, doing all the little things that I never did at the gym. Jerry, I was a member of LA Fitness. I left 28 personal training sessions on the table. I paid for them. They're still there, just sitting there. 28 personal training sessions. You know, that's probably about $400 worth of training sessions right there.
Right,
just sitting
right
there.
Yep.
Once I started doing P90X, doing the stretching, doing the warm-ups, doing the yoga, things that I never, ever thought that I would do, I'm doing them now. And I'm 43 years old. I have some abs poking out. And I never would have thought that I'd be this old and still having a pretty good body at my age. I love working out. I love showing off my results. I work hard for it. And I'm just here to let people know that you can change your body if you want to. We're here to coach you up. We're here to motivate you. We're here to keep you accountable. All you have to do is just stick to the script. It's really that simple. And we have all the support here waiting for you. I also am very, very happy that I joined this group because of the people that I've met. You know, just outstanding people. Everybody's positive. Everybody's like-minded. You know, we're all about fitness and helping people and sharing this product. So if you ever, anybody ever want to contact me, real simple, it's Craig Clyde Lowry, Lowery, on Facebook. Send me a friend request or an inbox, and I respond pretty quickly to that.
Okay. Well, with that being said, now, before you go, and I should have started off this, but before you go, I don't know the exact statistic, but the amount of people that are overweight in the United States, I'm pretty sure one of you probably know that. Can you, anyone care to take a stab at that, of the amount of people that are overweight that this program can help?
Well, I've read an article that two out of three Americans are either considered overweight or obese. Two out of three.
Okay. Two out of three. And that's...
So what's that, 66%?
Yeah, that's totally unacceptable. And it seems like it's not getting any better. It's just getting worse. And it has to do a lot with just what you guys are preaching, proper nutrition and exercise.
We lead very sedentary lives these days.
Yeah. And you know that I think the saddest part is that it also affects our children.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's our job, right, as coaches to really help change mindsets and hope that leaves a legacy for the people who we help to then help their children, because childhood obesity is at an alarming rise, and it's really something that we need to, as a society, to stop, because healthcare costs are going up. I mean, we need to, and we're doing the best we can and doing our part.
Well, let me ask you something, okay? Garnett's married.
Mm-hmm.
Dee's probably married, and so is Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm not saying you have kids, but you more than likely probably have kids. I know Craig has kids.
Mm-hmm.
Do you involve
yes.
your kids in some type of exercise in these programs, or some type of exercise at all?
Yeah, my daughter actually wants to do the programs with me. So
yeah,
I'm leading by example. She sees mommy, you know, doing the workouts, and she's like, I want to do this with you. I want to be like you. You know, I want to eat like you. I want to do what you do because you're being healthy. And that was
mm-hmm.
one of the best things that I've ever heard in my life. You know, I'm doing something and she's paying attention. You know, she wants
right.
to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, our children are absolutely involved. In fact, you know, they like to challenge us to push-up contests. But, yeah, I mean, it's like Garnett said, we lead by example both, you know, in the kitchen and, you know, in front of our DVD players. And, you know, we involve them in everything. And, in fact, kids want to be involved, right? I mean, what better way to bond with your kids than to involve them in something like this, you know?
Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Hello?
Yeah. We're here.
Hello?
What happened to Craig?
Uh-huh.
What happened to Craig?
I got disconnected there for a minute.
Oh, sorry, yeah. And we have programs for kids, by the way. So.
What's that?
You know, yeah, we also have workout DVD programs to get kids moving as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. With that being said, I want to thank you all for joining us. Like I said, I have all three of your Facebook names, and Craig, you will be getting a friend, and there's nothing against you two ladies, but Craig's in Jersey, so.
That's okay.
And I
Don't
have
worry.
Affinity. I'm born and raised in Jersey, so I have affinity
That's
for
right.
a Jersey person, so he'd probably
strong,
be getting touched by me As soon as I get off of here, I'm going to be doing it. So.
Awesome.
Right,
I mean, we'll see you. We'll see you.
Yeah.
You'll be part
we
of
will
our
see
team,
you.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'm sorry, Craig. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I'm looking forward to your friend request and
okay.
You joining Team Triumph.
Yes. Mike, unfortunately, he didn't make it here, but he probably got this at the right time. I mean, he may have been trying to motivate me to do this, but that's neither here nor there because the fact that you guys are here now. And I think I'm going to take full advantage of this. So I want to thank you all for spending the time that you have and enlightening us, enlightening my our listeners to what you guys do and how they can improve themselves physically and mentally and nutritionally. Hopefully we can have you back on sometime in the near future, and we'll talk as fellow P90 or Beachbody members. How's that?
Yeah, you can share your
success
story.
You can share your
testimony.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jerry, I hope you're ready to sweat. Are you ready to
I'm
sweat,
sweating
Jerry?
Right now, my man. But like I said, I appreciate you all for coming we'll catch you down the road. How's that? All right?
All right.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Thank
right.
you very
Thank
much.
Thank you. Good night.
You're quite welcome. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Jeff.
Jerry?
Still there?
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
there?
Oh.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
That was very enlightening, and I've been looking for a way to lose weight, Jeff. Seriously, and I think I found it. I mean, this sounds like it's a pretty good deal. I've been looking at the website and the different packages and programs that they have, so I think I'm going to jump into this and see what happens. So,
yeah, good idea. You know, we think it's important for all people, and I wish my parents would have. When I was a kid, they were very, very good parents, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they could have encouraged, they weren't physically active, and maybe they could have encouraged that a little more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, believe me, if that's the worst thing I could say about them, they're great parents. But,
mm-hmm.
People are living longer, but, you got to take care of yourself. It's the only body you got.
Yep. Yeah, and once you're gone, you're gone. There's no coming back from that. So we got about 2 minutes, a little more than 2 minutes left in the show.
Dude, there is a late-breaking story right before the show. Major League Baseball announced the new commissioner.
Yes. What's his name now? I forget his name. Rob
Manfred.
Yes, Manfred, yes. Who's supposed to be taking over at the end of this baseball season. So sometime in October when the World Series is over. Dutch Seelig will be out. The new voted commissioner, Freehand, what's his name again?
Rob Manfred.
Rob Manfred will take over, and a new era in Major League Baseball will be in effect. So we'll have to wait and see if he's going to find some solution to the growing, and I heard it on radio, the growing loss of young people watching baseball and trying to get that young money or the youngsters of today and tomorrow to buy into baseball versus the other two major sports that are having the younger generation. I'm talking about football and basketball who dominate that age group versus baseball, who's losing that age group. What's your thoughts on that, Jeff?
You know, I mean, anybody who listens to the show knows I'm not a big baseball fan. I like baseball a lot as a kid, but as I grew older, I lost interest for several reasons, one of which is the pace of the game. But Manfred was he worked closely with Bud Selig, so I mean this is it's not like they're bringing in a totally different guy. And as far as pace of game goes, you know, no matter what, there's going to be people who defend it, but that doesn't make them right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Some people are just afraid of change, and baseball fans tend to be very traditional. But the fact is, there are rules on the books that the pitcher, I think, has 20 seconds or maybe less to throw a pitch. And
yes.
They just have never enforced that. I think they're afraid they're going to put up like a shot clock or something. But to me, in general, what's the point of having rules you don't enforce? Either enforce them or get rid of the rules.
Right.
And there's so many other things I don't like about baseball. And, you know, they just don't seem to care. And, what's the name? Salzburg, is that the name of that big young pitcher in Washington?
Strasburg.
Right, right.
Yes.
He was, guys like him, they need guys like that, young stars they can market, which they don't do. You know, they need a David Stern type. They need owners like Mark Cuban who know how to market, and they don't have that. And I heard this when, there's a lot of excitement when Strasburg was first came up to the majors, and this cracked me up, that the umpires told him to work slower. I didn't think that was the umpire's job. Hey, if the kid wants to work fast, let him work fast. The problem is, even if a pitcher wants to work fast, which a lot of great ones did, like Steve Kaufman and Jim Catt, you know, when I was a kid, you know, even if a pitcher wants to work fast, they can't because these bums keep stepping out of the batter's box, you know. But, I mean, but there are some players, they love it the way it is, and some fans love it the way it is, but I think more people... I mean, nobody's saying make it a fast game. Just make it a faster game, you know, because,
right. You
know, now it's like low-scoring games, and it's still over 3 hours, and it's ridiculous, and it's not better. It's just longer.
Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, like you said, the pace of the game is so slow, and the... I think the American League games are take longer. I think I saw some statistics somewhere that American League games are on average longer than National League games, and National League games they have a pitcher is in the lineup and actually hits versus a DH. I don't know if that makes a difference, or it's just the fact is that American League pitchers take more advantage of the rule that you're talking about not being forced and take their sweet time in delivering a pitch. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, you know, you can sit at a baseball game. How many times have you sat at a baseball game and see fans fall asleep versus a football game or a basketball game? Especially a basketball game. Sometimes a fan will fall asleep in a football game, but most of the time that fan is totally inebriated and is just can't stay awake anymore because he's so freaking drunk. But in a baseball game, you sit there, and if there's really no excitement or nothing that's keeping you glued to the action, You have a tendency, like you've seen in ESPN or Fox or one of these other MLB network, that they pan the crowd and see somebody falling asleep at the game. I'm just being truthful, and that's a fact. These other games are more action, and it keeps the fans more glued to what's going on. And more excited about the sport versus baseball. But we ran into a little overtime, but that's fine. Like I said, I want to thank Team Beachbody, Garnett Taylor, McNeil, D. Myers, and Craig Lowry for joining us. It was a great show. It was an informative show. I already made a friend, Craig Lowry. He already responded to me. I think I'm going to get going in this fitness thing and see if what I can do to shed some of this weight that I have that I want to get rid of. Jeff, we come to the end of the show. I'm going to give you your time to say whatever you want to say before we exit out of here, and then I'll say what I have to say, and then we'll go on. Talk to me.
There's a new show on AMC about an arena football league team, and people know me know I used to be a pretty big arena football league fan. I still watch a little bit, and this team is the LA Kiss, owned by two guys from the band Kiss. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley are two of the co-owners, and it's interesting. It's not NFL, but it's still pro football. And the one thing I don't like is that they're showing their training camp about 5 months later. They should have shown it during the season when it was more relevant. You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Their season's over. The Arena Bowl is Sunday. But it's still interesting because, I grew up with Kiss, and, I like the Arena League, and, they need all the publicity they could get. So didn't work out too well with John Bon Jovi owning a team in that league. But you never know. Maybe it's a better match, the guys from Kiss, so who knows.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, I want to thank, like I said, all the Beachbody, the Team Beachbody. I've already said their names. I want to thank Jeff for spending the time with me also on this Thursday night. Tune in next week, same time, same place, where we'll be talking about the third week, or coming up third week, of the NFL preseason, where the real teams will start to play. And you'll see what these teams will possibly look like going into the season, because what usually happens on the third week of preseason, the ones, meaning the first team, usually plays an extended time to help get their rhythm, because they're not going to play on the fourth preseason game with a threat of injury. So tune in next week, where it'll be another week of preseason football coming up, and we also talk about whatever else is in the sports world and wherever else. And also on Saturday, FSP will be in effect. Victor and I will be back. We'll be talking about the NFC East and all the teams that are involved in the NFC East and what we think they're going to rank from division winner to the bottom of the barrel. And then on Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, will be Lance Anderson and myself. I'm the master. He's the NFL exporter. We're going to be talking about fantasy football and specifically talking about the ranking of the wide receivers. We've covered the quarterbacks last week. We covered 2 weeks ago. We covered the tight ends. This upcoming Sunday will be the wide receivers, and then we're going to round it off after the last preseason game on Sunday with the not the last preseason game, but with the last Sunday of the third week of the preseason. We'll be talking about my favorite subject, running backs. And with that being said, we are out of here till next week. See you, Jeff.
Take it
easy. Yeah. It's Mr. Anchor. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah. Check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Yeah. cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah, yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics Crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics.